Amy and Sheila had Don't Look at Me stamped all over their faces. Raul didn't look much better. Sterling rose out of his seat, but then sat back down. Cracked me up. Everybody was suddenly shy. Not me. I stood, headed for the podium. I cleared my throat, rolled my shoulders a few times to get relaxed. Today, Tyrone, said Mr. Ward. Yeah, my brother, chimed in Portia. I'm getting there, I said, taking a second to adjust the microphone. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, fool, but you ain't saying nothing, said Chinkara. Aight, just give me a minute. Everybody laughed. Okay, I just wanted to say I'm really glad I got to do this poetry thing because I feel like even though the people in our class are all different colors and some of you speak a different language and everything, I feel like we connected. I feel like I know you now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're not as different as I thought. I looked out at Raul, Janelle, Gloria, Devin, my homie Wesley, my whole crew, and felt something deep inside my chest, something that made me swallow hard. You guys are okay, I said. Even you, Steve, with your skinny bleach blonde self. Steve grinned. Reynard patted him on the back, and everybody else tee-heed for a hot second. Then I went back to my seat. When I sat down, our whole crew was clapping. Tanisha and Judianne whistled. Nobody said it, but it was like I had spoken for all of us. You know what I'm saying? And that don't happen every day. I'm glad I didn't choke up there, because now the whole school's talking about that assembly. Probably be talking about it all summer. We were so hot. We sizzled. Shankara read. Raul did his Zorro thing. My man Wesley and me did a new cipher with the little sax from Reynard, and I even got Portia to read her piece again. I never did come up with any African drum music for Tanisha, but the sister did fine all by herself. Except for Wesley and me, we all pretty much did our old poems. The kids in our class were the only ones who'd already heard them. Besides, most of the kids want to wait till next year to break out the new stuff, because Mr. Ward already told us he plans to have open mic in all his classes then. Cool, huh? After assembly, Mr. Ward came up and clapped me on the back. I like what you had to say, Tyrone. And I loved your cipher, he told me. Any chance I'll see you next year? I don't know, Mr. Ward, I said. I've been thinking about hooking up with some guys who want to start a band. I might have to skip school and go on tour, you know what I'm saying? So I can't make no promises. I'm blowing smoke about this tour and Teach knows it, but that's the game. I understand, but I did want to let you know we'll be hosting a poetry slam here next year, said Mr. Ward. And guess what? All of a sudden, the man's got my attention.